You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of the Reality TV Wrap-Ups. I'm Haley Strong. I am not here to talk about The Bachelor. I'm not here to talk about Top Chef. I am here to discuss one of my favorite television shows on the planet, Vanderpump Rules. And while I could do this alone, I am not planning on that, luckily for all of you. I'm joined with an expert panel of Bravo celebrities. First up, Brian Cohen,
hello,
son of
Plainview
Sue, biggest Housewives fan on earth.
Yes, this has been a dream of mine my entire life to discuss Vanderpump Rules, so I'm honored that it's happening with such beautiful people surrounding me.
And you, like, inspired me to start watching Vanderpump Rules. It was, like, it was an avenue I had wanted to take for a long time, but you kind of, like, started marathoning out of the blue, and I was like, I can do that too. And it was, we were on the journey kind of almost together.
Fantastic. If I could bring the entire world to start binging Vanderpump Rules, I would. So one person at a time.
I got my brother to start watching it, and that was a real feat. And we're joined also by Allie Lasher. Allie, what up?
Much like Charlie, I'm not sure what I'm doing here, but I'm thrilled. Brian messaged me and was like, what do you think about this? And within 15 seconds, he had set up the entire thing. And I was like, I didn't even look at this. What are you talking about? But I am a huge fan. I've been watching Vanderpump Rules since season one. I think for at least the first three seasons, and we can debate this, I think for the first like two, three seasons, Vanderpump Rules was, quote, the best show on television. And I'm quoting myself. I think we're in a little bit of a dark period. This reunion's going to be something interesting to talk about. But I stay vigilant. I love Vanderpump Rules, so I'm happy to be here with you all.
And rounding out our panel is Nicole Horn. Welcome.
So happy to be here. I'm super thankful to have a public forum to talk about how tacky and cheap I think Brock is. I love Vanderpump Rules. It was my Bravo gateway drug. The first time I watched the first episode and saw Stassi call herself the devil, I knew I was hooked. So looking forward to discussing more.
This podcast is really going to make me go back and start from season one, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Have you not seen season one?
I have. I just need to go. Like, it's making me like crave a complete rewatch.
Speaking of Plainview Sue, just how we know this is going to go for reals, the fact that she was even mentioned, she just texted me, sending me a screenshot of her own tweet responding to something about Bravo with Ramona that got 750 likes. So there's Plainview Sue in the mix already.
Is she calling for the firing of Ramona as well?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Cool.
what she's doing.
I've seen about, I'd say, five collective episodes of any Housewives franchise, but I know all of the drama that is going on just constantly.
So she's here in spirit. She's lurking.
So let's get into season nine. Brian, you said that, or Ali said that we're in a bit of a dark period with Vanderpump Rules. I would have to agree, except I thought this season was better than last season.
Interesting. So I think parts of this season were really good, mainly the Sandoval, Katie stuff. Their hatred for each other was fantastic. Everything else, it just feels so much more forced than it's ever felt before. Like anytime they go see Lisa, it feels forced. Any events they're at feels like stage. It just used to feel so much more organic, and now it just feels so much more just setup than it ever used to be.
And that's fair. But let me raise you. We had the villain of Jax Taylor for 8 straight seasons, mm-hmm. and I hated him a lot. But now we have this new fresh villain in Brock who like doesn't seem to know what he's doing, which makes it great because I hate him so much.
Here's what I, and we get into the Brock of it all, but the direct difference to me with Jax and Brock is like, there's so many layers with Jax, so it's hard to say, but I'm just like with Brock, it's almost like there's so many more like direct victims. Like, it's just like, I'm worried about the kids.
Like literally
Sheena, like open your eyes, girl. Yeah. But with Vanderpump Rules, what is always been shocking, and I think Brian might have tweeted about this at some point, but I've been thinking about this my whole journey here, and it's, I think it's commonly thrown around on Twitter at least, like the relationship, like if you can't mend a fight with your friend over whatever real life drama you have, like this will frustrate you, this show. Because if you think back, I was looking at the cast at the reunion and I was like, so many of these people are original cast members, considering how many they've had to fire. Mm-hmm. They still have like a lot of, like you're talking about Katie and Tom Sandoval. They've known each other for like 2 decades mm-hmm. and they're still trying to make like fresh drama. Like they're having new like relationship crises. And that's what feels like a little stale to me. Because these people keep coming back and keep having to make up. And like, how are Ariana and Sheena still best friends after like everything? They couldn't be more different. So I do think I agree with Brian that just like, how much of it is even still believable at this point? How long can you exhaust these relationships? And frankly, with all of the firings that have happened, I really don't understand why we didn't get more new blood. That might be controversial. People like the old guard,
I don't think so. They've talked for me a season or two now, or like preseason or two, about transitioning Vanderpump Rules into more of like a Tom focused thing, where we have the core four of Tom and Ariana and Katie, but we're kind of bringing in the new guard with people who work at Tom. Like, I think that, like,
but Charlie... they keep having to get fired.
Yeah, but they keep, like, being racist. So maybe Lisa should consider not hiring racist people, just, like, in general, across the board, even, like, besides the TV show. Like, that's something to consider.
Yeah, it's tough. Know. It's tough because Katie and Todd, like, Sandoval, their relationship to me was, like, by far the most interesting thing, because they're people that, even if the show wasn't around, would have to be around each other, as opposed to even like some of the other people that they could just be tossed together because of the show. But because of how close Tom and Tom are, Katie has to be involved in Sandoval's life, and they just hate each other. And it's so much fun to watch play out, them forced to be friendly and at events, and just to see the vitriol that really goes both ways, like almost equally. I don't even know who hates each other more. So that's why for me, like anytime their scenes were on, that's what stood out. And then obviously with Lala and the James of it all, that played out after the show. But for the airing portion of it, that was for me my favorite part.
Yeah, we know that the Toms and Katie and Ariana have been around forever. But the thing is I do feel like the vitriol is very real and I can feel it through the screen. I know that Katie does not like Tom Sandoval and she has to deal with that. But also, her husband will never stand up for her. So that there's going to be a constant cycle where it's kind of difficult having a husband when your husband has a boyfriend.
See, I think maybe I should believe it more, and maybe it doesn't matter what I believe because I still enjoy the show, but I just think Katie and Tom Sandoval are more like brother sister and they're very similar. And that's why Tom loves both of them, Tom Schwartz, and they struggle with each other. I just don't know how you like go into a sandwich business with the life partner of a guy you hate and you like that their friendship. I've never been married, but I imagine it would be difficult to like, keep a very, very long-term relationship going with someone whose best friend you hate so much. Like, I think they genuinely butt heads and like the restaurant drama was real, but I think it's like Ariana and Katie like get at each other's throats in this reunion and then they're like, can't wait to open that sandwich shop, girl. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much hatred is really there.
They're the most confusing to me as well. It seems like they really also hate each other, but then like, yeah, like you said, they're, you know, they're so buttery about the sandwich shop, and I don't know how, if that's even going to happen, but like the shots they were taking at each other at the reunion, you would think they were like, you know, bitter rivals, but they're business partners.
Say there's something about them?
Please.
You say that.
No, I would have bet money that this was just a storyline and I would have been out of a lot of money because clearly they have a passion for deli meats.
It's a great name, though. I'll give him credit. It's a fantastic name.
Better than Schwartz and Sandy's. Yeah. But that's a low bar. That bar is in hell.
But I feel like Schwartz and Sandy's would be a good name for a sandwich shop.
That's amazing. That is right? Amazing. It's so true.
Something about Sandy's. Like,
and something about her is not a bad name for a bar, too.
I know. Like, they should swap it. Because Schwartz and Sandy's, like, they were saying, like, oh, it sounds like a Jewish deli. It's like, Schwartz sure, and go Sammy's. For it then.
Oh, some pastrami from Tom Schwartz. Can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's something to look into. So let's get into this.
Go ahead. I want to ask you a question about the cast overall, because I think to me also, like, again, a Charlie, shocking to me that she got a full seat at the reunion.
Good for her.
Because there was four people missing who probably should have gotten a seat over her.
But, like, I'm looking at the cast list scrawled over here on my notes. I feel like, to me, the real standout this season was Raquel, in terms of people were like, oh, good luck. Raquel's going to have to, like, carry the season with Stassi gone and Brittany gone and Kristen gone. And it's like, you know what?
She
Raquel
did.
Emerged. Like, I this was her. The season of Raquel.
And yeah. You know what? I think she's leaving on a high, because I think if and when the show comes back, I don't see her being back in this mix at all. So I think
you don't think
what
so?
Are you talking about?
No
she's
way.
The star. She is the new age. The second coming of Raquel, single no. Raquel.
She
yes.
is out of this
the
world.
Children. No. She has to go help the children,
yeah,
Allie.
Yeah, but she's like 25. She has like two world. More years of show before she like has to go actually.
That would be the dumbest decision in the world. Raquel single is what we've been waiting for. We've yeah. been
who,
dying
who,
for
been
it.
Waiting for that? No,
everyone. Yeah. Her parents, me. Lisa, clearly.
Yeah, look, Lisa, like, Lisa loves James, and she was still like, please, Raquel, just leave him. Please leave him.
Well, for Raquel's mental sanity, we were all rooting for single Raquel. For a TV character, I don't need single Raquel.
There's
Raquel,
no,
leave
out
a high. Everyone's super
you're
high
wrong.
On her. Go out on top and then be like, oh, man, I wish Raquel stayed. She
you
stayed.
Know what? You
might,
okay,
like, why
so
is she
I,
here? Go away.
I agree with Allie that I think she's like the star they're going to focus on. But I also kind of agree with Brian that like, she should die, or she should live the hero instead of die the
she
villain, or
die.
Whatever. Die hero, live villain.
She should die.
She should take Graham, go help kids, go back to her parents,
yeah.
like, have a wonderful
go to
life.
Arizona,
have a nice
babes, like, have a great time.
All they have, it's the new Kristen and Tom Sandoval. All they have is that Raquel and James are both in this world and they've broken up. Please, TikTok Nicole, break the tie. It's not really a tie. Just join us.
I mean, the fact that she went so hard on Lala and straight up called her a mistress, I thought she was going for the second season with that. I was like, okay, Raquel. Okay, backbone. But also, like, after all the shit Lala's talked over the years about Raquel, it was kind of like a very, I felt very satisfied by that personally. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm like a people pleaser, too. I don't really like to speak up. So, like, that was very cathartic.
Raquel reeks of media training this reunion. I thought she came correct. She like, knew
girl.
Her. She knew her mark. She knew the beat she wanted to hit. And I think this show, without her, what we're going to do, more Sheena and Brock, are they going to survive to another season? And like, how much more do we have? We need Raquel. All right, I'm going to calm down. My question was going to be like, can this cast really like, carry on another season, but I guess you're cutting people.
I think we need to evolve from here. I think we need to bring in new fresh people. Sorry to all the moms who are listening, but like, please, less baby talk. Like every time Sheena was like, well, I'm a mom, like I wanted to bash my head into a wall.
What's interesting is I that's where I disagree. I because
you like the mom stuff. Give me a break. I was thrilled when Stassi and Brittany were fired, so I didn't have to hear about their birth stories. I don't need to hear that. And
no,
I don't
like,
want
no,
to be involved.
Three of them.
I don't want to watch. You know what? I would watch TLC if I wanted to watch somebody like pumping milk. Please, breastfeeding, great. Pumping milk, great. Formula fed, great. Motherhood,
Billy Strong
beautiful.
Canceled on the Vanderpump Rules
not
reunion
here.
Show.
I am not into what I'm. So, I don't want
I
my entertainment
that.
Does not involve a breast pump. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if yours does. Mine doesn't.
For me, I'm invested in these people. If I want to see other drunken weirdos
you're
fight each other, I'll watch Netflix or
Charlie
other drama.
Wolf, whatever.
Oh, Charlie! I'm getting
no.
No, no, no. That's Stassi's daughter. That's Stassi's daughter, Brian.
You don't
not
even
Charlie
know what
the show.
Kids
I don't
know.
It's 3-on-1. What?
Wait, quick. Name Brittany Jackson's
done nothing.
Baby.
I'm minding my business. But I never said I was team baby couchy on the television. Yeah, I feel like
I'm
you could go without that.
This crew. The crew
my
that I've been watching
150,000 followers. Like, you want that content? I don't.
Brian, I hear your point. And you are what's keeping us. You're what's holding us back. And here's why. It's because
you're wrong. And we're
no. And I don't agree with Haley. I don't agree with Haley. I'm happy to see these people grow. And like, I don't mind their pregnancy issues or whatever. I'm fine with that. And I think there needs to be, I'm more just like the drama is a little stale between the same group, but I think like I have friends who have stopped watching Summer House because of like the recycling of the cast, and we get it with the challenge, right? Where's the old guard? Like too many new people. I'm not watching this new season. And this show can't survive on the backs of the Toms and Sheena alone. And so we don't have what we used to have. We don't have these like young single people hooking up and like throwing glasses at each other and throwing birthday parties and whatever. So I want to keep those people, but I want to bring in like a couple youths like they used to do, except those youths are racist and we've already covered that. But
we might have those youths in Single Lala and Single James. So that could be what reinvigorates
Single
the show.
Raquel, stop cutting her out. She gave life to this show this season.
Are you excited to see in 7 months when James becomes Ocean's stepdad?
Please do not. I do not claim this energy. I do not claim this energy.
I didn't, but then I saw the vibes in the studio.
I bet James broke up with Raquel. Like he started the issue, so Raquel would break up with him, so he could get back together with Lala.
Yes, this was his plan to like deal with alcoholism and battle sobriety, verbally abuse her, just so that when Lala was single, just so that when Lala gets divorced.
So here's my question: obviously, the reunion kicks off with the news about James and Raquel breaking up.
Glad they just started with it. Yeah. I was worried it was going to be a late reunion kind of thing, and then we could just talk about it for 2 hours straight.
So my question is: from all the other reality TV experts on this panel, is that the most like breaking news ever at a reunion that would just totally like, I mean, it must have took over the entire, like Andy must have tossed out all of his cards and be like, crap, well, this is what we're focusing on the entire night.
I think so. I almost wish they didn't release a statement so that we could have been surprised along with everyone else.
That would have been a gag and a half. Oh, right? My gosh. But also like just the reactions from everyone was priceless. I'm so glad they did it there. The ring thing was absolutely insane. I can't believe that we saw that on camera. But good we brought it up top. Definitely needed to happen. Those two were definitely not soulmates. It was a train-headed.
No, God, no. Like, when I saw their statement, I was like, oh, thank God, Raquel. Like, I'm so happy for you. Although I did cry at the very end of the reunion part two, and then gave like that final hug of just like, I care about you, you're like my bestie, and I was like, we're at the end of an era, and I need Raquel to have all of that.
James asking to say goodbye to Graham, that got me.
Oh, not Grandma Buttons. Oh, keep her out of this, she's too pure.
Grandma Buttons, I met the dog.
Oh no, not that.
I mean, here's the thing I was thinking about it. Yes, I was relieved like everybody else when they announced their breakup. I don't believe that like production was surprised that they announced it at the top. Like, I think Andy obviously knew to ask that question. Like, James, something seems wrong. Like, he doesn't know James.
Do you think so?
Oh, 100%. Like, they're definitely doing pre-interviews with these people before the reunion.
Hmm. Andy didn't seem as thrown off as everyone else.
No, but that's fine. Like, I don't think they need to show up and be like, surprise. Like,
I don't want it to be like, oh, we're going to have to redo our whole show now, like, based on this.
I don't know what Bravo's been doing just to expand to Summer House and Winter House. Like, they've been like letting the cast make public announcements about their relationship status, and then that becomes the plot line of the entire season. But like, we already know who Paige is dating is like the entire plot of Summer House this season, and she confirmed it prior to Winter House. So I don't know what the hell they're doing as far as allowing these spoilers. It's hard, I guess, when it's life events. But as far as James and Raquel,
I feel like that could have been easy to hide for one month, because watching that last like engagement party episode, it just felt like a bit of a sham when you're like,
what's it for?
Well, that the entire plot line of Summer House is completely what's it for. Two seasons, Winter House and Summer House, because like we know who she's dating, so it doesn't matter this whole season. But I felt more sympathy for James in this reunion than I felt generally for James. He's certainly had his sympathetic moments. I don't mean to suggest I've never felt sympathy for him, but like, I think actually when he explains how he was treated by her family on Thanksgiving, and despite his sobriety and despite all the work he's done, they can't forgive him and they still take shots at him. And it's like, I understand from Raquel's family's perspective, it's one thing to like hear that you've gone through a rough time. They've seen abuse like launched at their daughter.
Yeah. And like there's one thing in like forgiving the addict for what they've done, but it's hard to forget. It's hard to forget. And especially when it's like so vitriolic towards their daughter on national television. Like I,
So I really just think they both need a fresh start. James needs a fresh start where he hasn't like been, he hasn't been using during a relationship, and Raquel needs a fresh start where she hasn't been abused at the hands of her fiance. So I'm happy for both of them as they move forward. And I hope I watch it next season and see what happens.
Emily made the point that she feels whoever James dates next, she might walk in the door at any moment.
Where's Sunny? Mark, Sunny, if you can hear us.
She said that whoever James dates next will be the beneficiary of everything that Raquel put in. And in my head, I feel like that's the like the Stassi to Jax, Jax to Brittany. Like Raquel was James's Stassi for Jax.
Well, don't act like Jax has learned.
Do you think Jax is treating Brittany well?
You're also cutting out so many actors in Hollywood in between them.
I think Jax has been pretty decent over the last couple of years since the Faith stuff. No, what have I been missing? No,
he cheated on Brittany like so many other times. I thought this was like
I thought it was just the Faith of it all. I thought after that it's been good. No,
no. Did you see the way he would like talk to her last season? Like I'm glad I didn't have to witness Jax talk to the mother of his child in the way he had been talking to Brittany beforehand on this season.
You know who really got hosed by this whole show? Faith. Speaking of Faith.
Yeah, truly.
Justice for Faith, always. Wait, did we, are we going to discuss how Raquel completely aired out her and James' sex life at the reunion?
Yike. Yeah, that was uncomfy, I would have to label it as.
Since the rape tax.
Yeah, Sheena was like, that was 2 years ago. Like, how did she have the math? She had, like, her abacus out for that.
She did it so quick.
The thing is, with Raquel, to me, yeah, this is a woman who has been protecting a man who has done her wrong for so many years. And she came out here, like, just done. And I don't think this was the right thing to do. And, like, giving him the ring back in front on TV was, like, humiliating. Like, I don't think she meant to humiliate him. I don't think she had, like, animosity towards him. And in fact, I think Raquel feels like very free and not angry towards James. But I think she was like, I'm done protecting. Like, I've been lying for you for years. And now it's just time for my truth.
It was giving Nicole Kidman, like after she got divorced from Tom Cruise, walking down the street with like her hands in the air.
Her dress gives me that same vibe as that outfit, too.
Two gorgeous women free of toxic men. I love to see it.
Can we talk about the looks?
Sure.
Of course. Outfit.
Yeah,
everyone looked good.
I think so too. I would say I probably liked Ariana's look the least.
Same.
I love James's lavender suit. I think that's gorgeous. I think Raquel's dress is pretty on her. Charlie looks great. Love the gloves from Katie. Again, not my choice, but I think Katie's so gorgeous that like, I don't know. I just
people gave Katie shit online for her look, but I really liked it. I thought it was interesting, particularly because she ended up on Zoom. I thought it was like a like giving a little bit more. I thought Lala was best dressed for me. I like the ethereal vibe.
Yeah, well, that was like a revenge move, right? Yeah, like you know.
Of course.
Well, she looked very angelic. I thought it was like an intentional like look at how like wholesome and ethereal I look as opposed to like coming in like black lace or whatever, which I would have also stand. But I thought Ariana was giving very bridesmaid. That was like a bad bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah, and I liked Sheena's look from the neck up. I'm not totally in love with her dress. I think Brock just looks like a buffoon, but I think that's just me.
Sheena was on her wrong side, right? She was very upset about
she was so, and I think it's because of her hair jewels. She wanted her hair jewels to be shown off more.
I love how much production hates Sheena. I think you could clearly tell. Yeah. Whatever they show in the side comments that aren't really fully mic'd, they always put Sheena in a bad light.
Well, someone got fired for like admitting to like trying to ruin Sheena's life.
It's so funny.
Yeah, she was looking good as gold, though. I feel like she had to naturally do that.
So what do you make? Why were Lala, Katie, Tom weren't there? I think it was for COVID reasons. Why weren't they just there at the start? Why would they Skype in later?
That's a question that I don't think we'll ever get the answer to. I think it was maybe they just wanted to ease into it, kind of get the get the James and Raquel thing out of the way.
That to me almost points to, like, I don't think they knew that they were about to announce that. Cause like, if they want to just discuss things that don't involve them, all right, we'll just start talking about that. And then it's like, oh crap, actually we have this big news now, with like fill them in.
It was worth it for Tom Schwartz's reaction of just projecting about how much he hates his wife. Like, you wouldn't be right? 20 years. No. Yeah, no, Tom Schwartz is the worst. He wears every emotion all over his face. Like, he can't, like, how hard is it to not hate your wife?
Brian and Haley shouldn't answer that as married people. No, I'm just kidding. But like,
it's very easy to not hate my wife.
Yeah, I didn't take it that way. I actually thought that was a really good reaction, just being surprised. And I thought Brock, who was like, wait, how long has this been going on? Then is like, Tom Schwartz can't read the room. Like, Brock, you can't even you don't belong in the room. But I thought that was like a kind reaction. Like, at least you guys, I could see myself saying this to a friend. Like, at least you guys are figuring this out now before it's like you have kids or you're divorced or it's a bigger mess and you can just like go on your way clean now.
Yeah. Especially the game too would like blow up at like crazy other things. So the fact that he's doing it so calmly, sure, they're all very surprised by.
If anyone else said it, maybe I would have taken it that way. But because it was Tom Schwartz, I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting.
I don't know. Cause I think if you took the words and like had somebody else do them, I'd be like, yes. But hearing Tom say it, and just like the way he was like inflecting about it, it was just kind of like, right, Katie? Like, we hate each other. Bug.
I like Schwartz. I
don't know. I do. I'm tired of his.
And I root for Schwartz and Katie.
Me too. No. I'm with you. 100%.
And she always brings this back. But I didn't cry at our own wedding, but I sobbed during Tom's vows at their wedding. And that is brought up consistently in our household.
Sometimes I do like if I'm crying, I'll wipe my tears on the cat as like an homage to them. And Ethan gets mad when I do that. He's like, that's gross. Why are you wiping your tears on the cat?
Deserves it. The feminine urge.
to wipe your tears on the cat. That could be taken out of context. Out of context, Twitter, leave me alone for just like 5 seconds. I love you so much, but leave that one alone.
Can I ask a question about Tom Sandoval's involvement in the engagement and then the laughter of it all at the dissolution of the engagement? Mm-hmm. Because that's something I didn't really understand in the season. If someone could explain to me why Tom Sandoval spent like, what, 17 grand or something, 7 grand on James and Raquel's engagement, and then Raquel and James have enough money to throw like 3 times the cost of a normal person's wedding engagement event weekend.
I wonder if production just paid for the engagement celebration, like the first one, the actual proposal.
Rachella.
Yeah, I feel like maybe nobody on the cast paid for that.
So,
They can barely pay for their bar. Like, come on.
I think it was just made to look like it, but I don't think they
I don't know, because I feel like the reactions to all the money stuff seem so real that I don't think they fronted the money. I feel like Sandoval just does that. He just goes so hard for like anything he does. Yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, here's 10 grand,
but
20
why,
grand for
but why not Sheeta and Brock's rooftop movie premiere?
So they didn't come to them asking for the money. They came Laos.
I think we have to remember, and not if it ruins your enjoyment of the show, but if it doesn't, we have to remember that, like Maggie and Podcaster Mafia, these people are professional actors. Like, they all moved to LA to be actors, and they've been acting on the show for 9 years. And so I'm with Haley. My thought, and this is, it comes back to the egg freezing conversation at the reunion, because I feel like they try to hammer so often that Tom Sandoval is desperate to be a husband and a father, and Ariana like dashes all of his dreams, and Tom has to suffer just to be Ariana's boyfriend and childless boyfriend. And so I was wondering, what? Well, no, I've Googled that, because wait, hold on.
Are they common law
thing that you have to file? There's no common law marriage in California.
They do it for insurance purposes. It didn't change anything.
I think here in the Great White North, I think I just, when Ethan and I cohabitated for more than, I don't know, a year, 2 years, 18 months, I just automatically became common law.
It's state to state here. But so I think they I agree with Haley that it was paid for, and the narrative that Tom is paying for it is just to continue to hammer the point that look at how desperate Tom is to help people get married because he can't get engaged in his own right. And I'm so sick of that narrative, and it killed me at this reunion because Ariana was like, I'm tired of this narrative that Tom wants to have a kid. Tom, can you like say it? And he was like, well, I just don't like that it's never, like, he's not defending her. He's basically continuing the narrative that she's like ruining these dreams of him being a father.
Yeah. And like Katie being like, well, you don't care about marriage. And she's like, no. Just because I don't necessarily want to partake in it doesn't mean I'm not excited for my friend's life events.
Well, I did agree with, I think Ariana misunderstood Katie's point.
Yeah, I totally agree with Katie. I think
Ariana, like this episode, I love Ariana. I think this reunion maybe wasn't the hottest look for her. I thought, like, I don't think defending Tom's like saying, well, I bring money into your household was a good look for anyone.
Which was surprising because she usually does call Tom out on his shit when he does stupid stuff. And I was very surprised that she backed him up on that because that's a horrible look.
And like, I don't think defending Sheena, like having a brand announcement at like, somebody else's engagement Salt Lake weekend. Like, I feel like Sheena could have just like told all her friends like the night before they left and that would have been fine. Right. Or am I?
I thought there were strong undertones of this was the only time I could get it on camera.
Yes.
And I think that's what they were discussing here. Yeah. That was like, this was the last time we were filming and no one's more important to this show than any other person. And just because production has decided that the season ends with your engagement doesn't mean that I can't get some airtime. And honestly, in that lens, it did make sense to me.
Sure. But how do you, I would love to hear from the panel. Like, what was everyone's feelings about that? Like, was it tacky? Was it the bad move? Like, was it just, you know, the date in the calendar? Like, I don't know. Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, I think what Ali said is 100% right. It was all about just squeezing it into filming because it's shown by that, because now they're not getting married until the following November. So like, if it was all about rushing it, like they would have done it like a week after that or 2 weeks after that. They're doing it over a year after. So it's clear, it was clearly all about just, you know, Sheena wanted to be part of the season, and probably in her eyes, she would love it to be the finale. She had her other events all part of the seasons as either premieres or finales or whatever. So I'm sure she wanted it again. And I mean, Sheena was just like, I know they can't admit that on the reunion. That's why they're doing it. So they had to concoct the story of, oh, well, like I had to tell you, Lisa. I had to tell my friends. So it's just one of the situations where that's just not like what she really means. So it's hard to like get on her out of it because that's not what the real story is.
Well, that, and also I think Sheena drinks her Kool-Aid so, I guess, much that she totally believed that this would have been an appropriate time filming or not for some reason. Like, just, but we have such a history of her delusions.
If anyone did that to her, she would murder them.
But also, like, does Sheena see past her own actions? No, it's a pattern with her.
I know.
And, like, also, like, I have that demon in my head that does the same thing, but I can control it.
Yeah, I was just seeing like a couple Reddit posts about how like the Miami girl situation happened like a week before her wedding and she like lost her mind.
Hey, you know what? What goes around comes around.
I guess so. You know, how you get them sometimes is how you lose them.
Oh my God. Lisa Vanderpump, I was not expecting her to be so have such a stand, but you know, Lisa was sassy this episode.
She was. So let's talk about the other like big news of this of the reunion of like the off season, which was that Lala and Randall broke up.
Can't believe it.
I was like, she not know. you had me convinced there for a second.
You have to remember, Nicole is an actress. This is what she came here to do.
Brand new.
She moved to LA for this.
Catch me working at Sir, fetching some goat cheese balls.
Listen, I think you would be a great server.
Oh my gosh, imagine me in one of those little handkerchief dresses.
Oh,
life affirming.
Are you surprised they are no longer in a relationship?
I mean, judging by my reaction, no. Other thoughts?
I was a little bit thrown by, I thought Lala did what Lala does best, which is she does a great job cleaning up her mess. Like, she can bounce back from unbelievable circumstances. So like, I thought she did a good job of owning the shade that came her way, like the montage package of how hypocritical she ended up being towards Brock and Sheena. I thought she owned that pretty well and said like, Brock has been nothing but loving to Sheena. But, you know, and I should have minded my business. I did not understand Brock slamming her over and over. The Machine Gun Kelly thing, like, he was like implying, was he implying that they did something? Because the only reason she'd be tied to Machine Gun Kelly is because Megan Fox was in Randall's movie. Well, he was just saying Megan Kelly was in that movie. The life. What?
Machine Gun Kelly was in that movie.
Oh, that's the same movie? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was just about the extravagant lifestyle.
Okay, but like, then fine. That's what Brock is goddamn doing. Like, it takes one to know one. It was so frustrating. Yeah.
Of all the people on that stage to get so angry at her, Brock is like below the camera people on the list. Like, where does he get off having
Brock,
it?
She was horrible to him. She was horrible to him all season.
It was so weird because at the very start of it, he's like, it's hard to get mad at you now because of like, I know we're in a great place now. Right. And then he continuously got even more madder as the reunion went on. So, and Brock, can we start stressing Brock? Because he is just the worst, person that has ever been on my reality TV show watching ever.
Brian, I don't want to give $20,000 to the government. Like, it's, money. Like, it's not like a scam.
What do you think the government's doing with the money, bestie?
They've taken care of your goddamn kids.
Yeah, he has to like pay back the government. Like, that's on you, babes. Like,
the
sorry.
Government. I'd rather put money on credit for this horrible ring.
It's a bad ring. Like, it's got, like, that's just not my taste. And I love that he's like, she wants Morganite. I'm like, babes, she wants a diamond. That's like, Morganite is beautiful. If your ring is Morganite, fabulous. I love it. It's gorgeous. It's just, this one was tacky.
Just
and not worth
sense.
$20,000 or however much it was worth.
In one breath, Sheena and Brock are like, oh, everyone knew we were going to get married, so we just want to do this low-key thing. Then the next minute, they're going to Bali to get married. Then the next minute, they want to have this extravagant, like, intimate, like, with their friends. And the next minute, they're keeping it quiet. Like, they were all over the map with their engagement and wedding, like, with the paperwork. But now we want it to be crazy.
But no money for the children.
But no money for the children.
Very suspect.
Like, he can put money on a credit card, so that means he can, it's like, No, you still have monthly payment obligations. You're accruing debt that then you would have to pay back. Like, it's not like, oh, I can put money on a credit card and I can't put child support on a credit card, so I will flush my money and credit down the toilet. It was just so sad and deranged. And Lisa sees this and Sheena doesn't. Sheena's sitting there with a smile on her face. And she's like, well, I've offered. I love how Lisa is giving very Andy to Erica Jane. Like, I know what you make from this show.
Right.
Why aren't you, if this is your husband, why aren't you, these are your stepchildren, why are you not helping out? And she's like, well, I've offered. Like, he took the money for the gym, but not for the children.
If the truly only thing between him seeing his kids is that amount of money, which I can't even believe is like, he even said it wasn't a law. He was like, I'm just like listening to my ex-wife. Like, you would think anything possible to get him that money to see his kids. What she would do or he would do. And they're both like, well, I don't know. Let's get married in Bali first and then the kids will come.
It's just so objectively awful. Like, there's so many things about Brock this season that have like reinforced his tackiness, like even like subconsciously. Like, we can go back to the engagement. I mean, the putting it on multiple credit cards and then saying that he did it as a joke because it would be funny. Just like the list goes on and on. Trying to throw a shotgun wedding at your best friend's engagement party. Like, in what world do any of these things sound sane? But when you're like a grifter, grifters got a grift.
He made James Kennedy look like the sympathetic, rational thinker in debates. And that, like,
everybody was like, you reacted so well, James. Like, you were so calm.
I mean, he can be rageful about other things, but like when he's rageful towards Brock, it feels justified because like, I wish it was me.
Brock was the LVP of this season, not the Lisa Vanderpump, like the least valuable player.
I just couldn't believe how much airtime he got. It was just because like no other significant other has really dropped into this world as quickly and just fully as like, even I don't think Brittany was even dropped in this much, like what she brought was into this world. So I just couldn't believe how much he was, like, he was in the opening credits and like the front picture and everything.
I mean, how soon, I don't know the production schedule, like how soon before filming were Stassi and Kristen and Jax dropped from the show?
Stassi and Kristen were in June, and I think filming was in July.
Yeah, because they got the birthdays of Ariana, and I
it
know
was right that's before.
Also, so then they would have been June too, so it probably was like, it was probably right before, wait, no, it was a year, it was a year later.
They were cut of in 2020. Right.
Yeah, and then the filming was in 2021. So,
oh, really?
Year.
They filmed this year. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it was a bad decision. Like, I hate Brock, but I do think, like, without, if they had, as I've been pushing for, if they had, like, another Charlie, right, instead of Brock, it would have been a lot quieter of a season.
Mm-hmm. It was nice to have somebody with to
that.
Hate.
Who was, what was the name of that other blonde girl that they,
not Danica, but
yeah, the other one.
Dana.
Oh, I liked Dana, too.
I liked Dana, too.
I think that was their real, like, I think I read she, like, chose to leave the show.
Yeah,
I think,
she did.
Yeah, so I think, but that
I also,
was a big loss for them.
I also thought there was going to be some new blood in with Ryan from Are You the One and then the one girl from The Bachelor who both work at Sir now.
Wait, who's Ryan? Like, the host Ryan?
No. Like, the very first season who would make out
with
that.
The journal?
Yeah.
He works at Sir? Good for him.
Yeah.
Ryan Malad. Something like that.
I'm lucky I came up with Ryan.
And now I gotta know it because I can't believe I'm close to knowing it.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna get both of them.
Yeah, Ryan Malotti, like, and I'm disappointed in myself for knowing that. Okay. Next question.
I need to go back to Lala because as much as she might be atoning for what she said, I still feel like she was trying to backtrack and be like, well, nobody told me he was cheating. And Tom was like, well, I heard it from, like, my cousin's friend's cousins, like, twice removed, like, stepbrother. And Lisa was like, well, you can't tell them when, like, and he's like, yeah, that's why I didn't say anything because
do we have any idea who he's, like, referring to?
No.
Well, he was talking to someone. It's a girl who everybody knows. But also, like, at the same time, Lala would have had somebody's head on a stake if this was brought up on camera.
Yeah.
Like, these are good friends. Like, and this is loyalty 101.
Yeah, and she was like, I wish you would have brought it up on camera. Like, no, you wouldn't. Like,
but they're also not
so
filmed 24/7, right? Like, there's a way to tell her off camera.
Yeah.
Like, if you know what's going on.
I know,
like,
but
it's not
I
the
don't,
Big Brother house.
I don't know, but it's also a little bit like, you who were the mistress, and as much as she, mm-hmm. I don't remember if she said on television or about how, like, well, we were off for 2 months. I had no idea. It's like, you still chose to, like, be with a dude with who cares if he's separated from his wife, still left his, like, two young kids for 2 months.
My favorite thing in the entire world that Bravo does is their cut, rewind, and then show what someone says, and they did it here with the 5 minute filler.
They had that.
It is, if I could bottle anything and put it in every other reality show, like Survivor started doing it a little bit this season, it was beautiful. I love their edit. Bravo's editing is, like, the best in the world.
I do think that, I agree. I think Lala came, I think she owned what she said and that she embarrassed herself this season by attacking Brock, even though I agreed with what she said, but obviously, like, it didn't look great with her own life when the truth came to light. But I think it took her a little while to get there. I agree with what you're saying, Haley, that she acted ignorant when she shouldn't have been. And I agree that she would have had someone's head on the stick, whatever. But I think at the end, we got there where she says, look, I thought, situation be damned, this was my soulmate and life is complicated and messy. And I thought it wouldn't happen to me. And now I'm, like, living, I'm lying in the bed that I've made. Again, it took her a long time to get there. And I can't imagine. I think I would have trouble with that too. I'm very sympathetic to Lala, even if I shouldn't be.
Yeah, she played it well this episode. She had a good reunion in terms of that, even though the holes in her story were the size of small countries in Europe. There were some, she did have some remorse for what she said, even though, like, I agree with Ellie, it was kind of justified in terms of, like, how Brock was so quick to gloss over very horrible things he did to his own family. Like, of course, I'd have concern for my friend. But,
yeah, he's so cavalier about it, which I find extremely unsettling. And maybe, like, it's because he feels like he's kind of nailed the story down so much that he kind of tells it. I don't know. It's just, I don't love the
way
they
didn't even
know
the year down. Every time he said the year, she was 2019.
Well, Sheena's out here, too, saying, like, Lala, you didn't ask about the domestic violence and if he sees his kids. Like, okay, a note to self. Anytime my friend introduces me to someone, I should ask if they have a pending domestic violence claim and children and if they see them or not. Like, that's honestly, an insane thing for Lala to ask.
Honestly, maybe we should.
We might have to now.
Like, that's
precedent.
That's probably something we should be asking to new counterparts in our friend's life.
Noted. I'm going to take that down right now.
I don't think we should avoid it. That's for sure.
But I mean, for Sheena, of all people, whose taste in men has been historically questionable,
she should just give up.
Oh, no, no, not that. Not
the Freudian slip calling him Rob with the TV hanging was very nice.
And then just and then I thought it was hilarious that Charlie tweeted like the TV fell. Like, I think that's so funny. And Sheena's like, well, I just had a baby. Like, how dare you do that to a new mom? It's like, girl, like, come on. Like, not everything is about your new momdom. Like, not
Brock was taking L's on L's on L's this episode.
And that's probably why she was getting so agitated. She was like, I'm cold. I'm on the wrong side. It's probably she's just like knows that he's getting sewered. And
I think she meant it's like her wrong side. Like, she
it's her bad side.
No,
it was on the other side.
I know that. But I think she was just like so agitated. And like it was coming out in these like stupid little things. Like,
I think like her. I mean, her story about like her pregnancy was very sad.
For sure.
Very scary. And,
yeah. Don't get me wrong. I can have sympathy towards Sheena in those moments, but when you're saying like you can't make fun of how my boyfriend's TV hanging up skills aren't great because I just had a baby, like that's a stretch.
And again, production, as they always do with Sheena, they put the text right on the screen. Brock's getting a bad look already. He doesn't need more hate. They just love throwing that.
Like,
throwing
that's just like that's funny. It's funny. And he's like, well, I couldn't find a stud. And it's like, what are you doing? Even I know you need a stud finder.
And well, sure he had to beat like 3 minutes or whatever the hell Rob did. Like, who even cared about that? Honestly, I thought Andy this entire the two-part reunion was pretty funny because like all of his questions were like, so I'm kind of confused about who your birth mom is, Raquel. I'm kind of confused, Charlie, about your eating issues. Like, he didn't even have questions. Like, so little happened this season. He had to be like, could you explain to me what happened on the show?
And do people not use the word aunt anymore? Like, it was pretty simple to describe who raised Raquel. It was my aunt. She was like, oh, so it was your birth mom's sister.
I wonder like, if she just, aunt. Like, doesn't like, want to call, like, call her aunt because she is her mother.
Sure, but, like, if you're trying to describe it, it's like, yeah, biological my aunt is now my mom. Like, yeah.
I have so many more questions rather than less questions. Like, who are, like, are her sisters her biological sisters? But also, like, we had to, you know, get, like, that was, it was good to have those moments in between, like, the main parts of drama. But it did feel kind of disjointed that we had James storming off and then we'd come back to Charlie talking about pasta. And I love pasta, like the actual pasta. I fell for pasta. Charlie
because that's gotta be so awkward. That's like your like one of her big storylines, basically of the season. And then it's like James like storming in and out, it's
ruined
like,
by yeah. a toxic man.
And then also Lisa being like, "How did you gain 45 pounds? I don't that know, Lisa. So we've terrible. All had depression yeah. for 2 years straight. You tell me,
Lisa. Not the body shaming from Lisa Vanderpump.
I mean, of course.
I expect it from Yolanda, but not from Lisa.
Oh, no.
Not to go back to the James thing, but like I thought one of the more real conversations was James and Tom outside the bathroom yeah, when like he was just like, because you could really like you fell from there. It was like, I sobered myself up. I tried to like do everything I possibly can. Your family still hates me. He still never accepted me. And it was like, what? All for nothing. And like that. Like I felt that pain because if your significant other's family doesn't accept you, and they had every right not to accept James Kennedy, but them not accepting you, that's like, it's very hard to overcome that.
That's not like a lived truth for you, is it, Brian?
No, definitely not. No, I feel like I said that's okay.
No, I see a lot. Not. I see a lot of like you tagged in Facebook posts from Emily's yes. family, and it's always so sweet.
Yeah,
always double tack that thumbs up. Sometimes a little care holding a heart if I'm feeling wild.
You're so crazy.
I am.
I can't take you anywhere.
I am so crazy.
I have a
am
question.
Am I the okay. drama?
Yes. I have a question about Schwartz and Sandy's. We got we had the progress party on the season. There was no progress. Then we got the progress tour and the reunion. Again, very little progress. Like, I have no idea how long it takes to open a restaurant, but I'll trust Lisa Vanderpump because I've been to, I think, 3 of her establishments. So she knows how to open a restaurant. She's opening and I thought she meant Paris, like France, but in Vegas.
Oh, shoot. I thought she meant France.
Didn't Andy clarify and she said Vegas?
It's in Vegas. It's in Vegas.
Wow. Well, she got me. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Or maybe I am. I'm an idiot. So,
no, you're not. She got me too. I was like, maybe it's Paris and France. Either way. France and Vegas. I was like, I totally agree with Lisa based on nothing that the cosmetic and architectural changes they are making to this spot are completely unnecessary waste of money. And if they're rebuilding walls and under budget, all that tells me is that their budget is ridiculously too high and unnecessarily too high.
But what about their cozy dive lounge vibe?
I don't disagree that I actually think like they give them a lot of shit for their concept, but I actually think a dive lounge is like a pretty good idea.
And I agree. I know that's
what they're doing, but
only place
in
LA where you can see the stars.
Well, you can do that without like breaking down walls. Like all you need are like some dark lights.
They're not breaking down walls. They're building them up.
Here's the thing about these places, right? Like the restaurants from the shows. They're about, to me, 2 years too late on going at this themselves. Like Tom Tom's opening was like perfect with like the peak popularity of the show. And they did so much of it on camera where you saw the bar, you saw the clock background, you saw the two of them kissing that is like there on the left when you walk in. That's what people who are going to go to these places before, then they're going to find out it's a good bar, right? And that's what will keep them staying there. But the tourists that you want or the fans that you want to go to the restaurants are only going to go when they can recognize the interior. There is nothing that we've seen on TV about Schwartz and Sandy's. That's going to open in 2022 when no one's seen shit. I'm sure it'll still do well because we're all sheep as reality TV fans. But it just seems like such a botch to make all of those insane changes and delay opening.
Do you think anyone has ever gone to Tom Tom without realizing the association with the TV show Vanderpump Rules?
I can't imagine. There's probably like a line out the door every single day.
I think people genuinely think it's a good bar, is my understanding.
I've heard good things.
I enjoyed myself when I went, but yeah, has anyone? I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody's like gone with friends and not known, but like the crew has decided to go there.
Yeah.
Like, at least in part because of the show. Yeah, probably.
Honestly,
but it's LA, right? Like,
good. Like, I'm getting hungry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Any other hot topics from the reunion that we need to touch on?
I do like the idea that Sandoval's too busy because he's at band practice. That literally sent me when she said that. She's like, I'm always hearing like Tom can't help. He's at band practice. I almost fell over.
I'll name drop someone from my high school. Someone from my high school is in the band with him. I get to
wait,
see
really?
Posts. Yeah. He's the drummer.
There's a real band?
Yeah. They're doing a couple shows out here in New York soon. It's all over my Facebook. Everyone's posting and sharing it. All of his friends.
The way I would never go to that.
And I mean this in a serious manner, should Tom and Tom go to therapy together to figure their stuff out?
I just don't think it's that deep. I like think it's for the show, but I guess. You know.
I don't think Tom and Tom
everyone should go to therapy.
The Tom and Tom stuff is probably for the show, but the Sandoval and Katie stuff, they should go to therapy.
That's
or maybe all four of them should go to like group therapy.
Speaking of therapy, I loved how Raquel's apology about what she said about Katie on Watch What Happens Live. What I loved about that is she's like, it had to be explained to me that marriages are like partnerships and that his risk is her risk. And Andy was like, Like Andy's face while Raquel like learned a normal life lesson was the funniest part of the reunion for me.
Well, I don't think Ariana knew it either. She was like kind of mocking it.
Oh, can we go back to that, Brian? So you say you agree that you were on Katie's side.
Yeah, I think for Ariana, if you don't, and that's fine for her. If you don't put that much credence to like getting married and all that stuff, then you wouldn't connect to it being such an important event in your life. That if someone was doing like if someone did something at Ariana's birthday, it's like a different thing than doing it at someone's like engagement party. So I understood where Katie was coming from. I thought it was totally valid.
Yeah, I just don't know why Ariana was riding so hard for Sheena and Brock when they were so objectively in the wrong.
I think she just like rides hard for her friends. And I just don't know why she rides so hard for Sheena when Sheena would drop her in an instant.
Well, that's true.
You don't?
I mean, Ariana and Sheena, dead. Their friendship has never made sense to me. But I do think when Ariana was sort of the enemy with Kristen and she was like billed as like the other woman that like took, like, I feel like Ariana's like original edit, depending on how you felt about Kristen, and I'd have to go back, was like not great. Like, here's this temptress who stole Tom Sandoval from this 7-year relationship. There definitely was a, well, maybe I was just sympathetic to Kristen at the time.
Yeah.
Before she cheated on Jax, before that.
The edit was strongly pro Ariana. Kristen, the lunatic, storming in, getting women to come down from Miami, doing all this crazy shit. And everyone's like, oh, Ariana's just like this calm, normal person.
I thought at first it was like if he cheated on Kristen before we knew the Kristen. All right, whatever, regardless. I think that Sheena, at least in the group, Ariana was not a friend of the people in the group, right? Because it was Stassi and Kristen and
Stassi and all
and
them.
And Sheena was Ariana's ally at that point. And I don't recall Sheena like dropping her and jumping on the bandwagon with the other like more popular girls.
But didn't she invite like Kristen to her bachelorette party when Ariana was very much like, that makes me very uncomfortable?
But is that dropping her? Like, one, that's the show, but also two, like, it's her bachelorette party. Like, she's friends with Kristen. Like,
and Sheena's always kind of been like that.
You stole her boyfriend.
Like, yeah, try to like, if she can be friends with everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't be citing things from 10 years ago. Everyone knows my memory is like a goldfish for this kind of stuff. But I just do feel like they've had one of the stronger friendships and it's been back and forth.
Yeah. The only thing that makes people like believe that they would be long last is the fact that they knew each other before the show. It's not like they met from the show.
Yeah.
And like the fact that they were pretty close for at least a couple of years, even before they got on the show, is the only thing that like makes sense that why they're still friends.
God, I'm so excited to go back and watch season one.
No, season, yeah, the way that Brian's remembering it is pretty accurate across the board. Where,
well, to like, be fair, I got in a weird, like, watching reunion mode a few weeks ago, so I just watched all the Vanderpump reunions, which is kind of like the best way to go about, instead of watching the series, you just watch the reunions. So I watched all of them.
So maybe that's just what it was, and it was the girls not being nice to Ariana because they're friends with Kristen. There was something where I felt like Sheena was, like, Ariana's, like, only ally besides Sam.
Of the girls, she was the only one, and then the guys were on Ariana's side, too. Because just thought she was cool.
Jody was just so unhinged in season two that, like, we all colloquially referred to her as Jody.
I know what you're talking about.
For Jody years, are iconic.
The Jody years where, she carried that show for a little bit. And her getting punched in the face truly was like the moment my body ascended. My soul ascended from my body.
Gosh, they all look so young. They constantly show the clip of James spitting on her door anytime they're showing a bad James montage. And they always show it in the weird, like, black and white, but, like, highlighting the color of their shirts.
It's so, so weird. Bizarre. I hate that. Ugh.
God, like, James has come such a far way, but yet not at all.
Some ways.
Should we get into some audience? Oh, my God. Some audience questions. Wow, it has been a long life for me.
Sure.
Natalie Afriat says, do you think the show will return next season? If so, who would you like to see back?
Ooh. I feel like with how high the ratings were for the finale and all the drama with James trashing Raquel now in the press, maybe James has a new girlfriend. I think that there's gonna be enough drama in the off season where we're gonna get almost everyone back. It would be hard to see a world where they don't continue the delusion land of Sheena and Brock, as much as I don't love that. But I feel like the ratings are telling us that they have something.
Were the ratings really that good?
It was highest of the season. I think like almost 900,000 people tuned into part two.
Do you think we're going to get like a spinoff like Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky? Like,
God,
well, isn't that in the works?
Sheena Take Australia?
Is that a Mandela effect? I thought I read Jax is getting a spinoff on like Peacock or something.
I think that's not in the works.
Is that not real?
Peacock losses for Q1 2022 just went down. If that was going to get announced.
Here's the thing about next season. I think I am more interested in literally all of their lives after this reunion and as a result of this reunion. Like, I found myself going to their Instagram. Like, what's Raquel saying now? What are they saying now? In a way that I didn't actually care about any of the plot points on the show. So I think, like, if it was going to end, it should have ended before this season. But now they've actually, like, you know, they've had growing pains and they've, like, brought it to a place where I'm actually interested to see what happens. I do think if they want to run with Charlie, I think Charlie has potential, but she didn't give anything helpful this season. they need to give Charlie like a guy and a girl at Sur. If it's Ryan and someone from The Bachelorette at Sur, whatever. Charlie needs two people at Sur to like bring into this world and bring this world back to Sur. I think they've gotten too far off to basically this is a spinoff.
Or at the very least, Charlie needs like her Ariana that Sheena had. Like she needs someone either from Sur or from like, the outside world that's like her friend. So she can like at least have like one off storylines. Ooh, Charlie goes to the park or whatever. I don't know. Something that is not necessarily involving this group.
It's just crazy she still works there. Like, if she didn't work there, why would we have any reason to go to the restaurants? I mean, for Lisa, obviously, but, like, do we really need her on the show either?
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah. Charlie had a hilarious tweet this season that she was like, nothing humbles me quite like clocking into Sur on the night the show airs.
I love her. So
like,
much.
It's nice having that connection to Sur, but it's like, everyone else is so just far removed from it that like even just going to Sur makes like feel forced. And I'm like, I'm gonna go chat about like my life with Lisa, so I'm gonna go to Sur. Like that's just such like a forced.
They just take business meetings in the garden now. It's only if you're like pitching. If you're pitching your own restaurants, you can meet at Sur.
Yeah, but seeing single Lala, single James, the growth of Something About Her, the growth of Schwartz and Sandy's like that. Is very intriguing for next season that wasn't necessarily in play like episode 10.
I just hate Tom Sandoval. I think he's really the biggest villain of all, and we haven't discussed it in the hour.
I really didn't enjoy him this season, and I think the reason I've given him a pass for so long is because I like Ariana so much.
That's a hot take. I really don't like her at all.
Okay, that's another thing we got to get into.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to talk about how if Stassi was here, she would have told Tom Sandoval to shut the hell up so many episodes ago. And maybe we needed that. Not saying I'm a Stassi defender, but like, who was there to put Tom Sandoval in his place?
Zero people. No one. Me just from Katie. My couch.
Where's the accountability?
She couldn't do it.
Yeah, because if she was there, she would have done it better. But it's tough to put someone in your place over Zoom when that person's in IRL.
The whole season.
And I mean, who's standing up for Katie? How could she stand up for anyone else when she's on an island alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Natalie also asks, do you think Brock and Sheena will last?
No.
For no particular reason.
Do you think they'll get married?
Yes.
I think Sheena will like stay with Brock just so that it doesn't look like she's failed another relationship. As sad as that is.
She'll stay until something like hopefully not for them. But like unless something horrible happens, like he's cheating on her or something. I think they'll stay together unless something causes them to break up, basically.
I think they legitimately love each other. I think they're a great match. I hate him, but honestly, like, I just think, like, she's found her person. He views things the exact same crazy way as she does. She's in the power position, and he pretends not to use that, but does. Like, I just think everything that's been missing in her other relationships, he's willing to give to her. Is it what I would choose for myself? Absolutely not. But I think it will last because of that.
I think that's a fair point.
Like, Sheena sees a red flag and thinks it's a crop top. Like, I just feel like that's not something that'll ever, like, it'll never, the wheels will never turn her head to get out unless something, like, actually prompts her. And I hope that she's the thing that prompts her to get out of that. I don't know, he's just such a good dude. So bad.
I have a listener question. Ali Lasher wants to know, Brian, why do you hate Ariana?
Great question. I just think she just has this, like, cool girl front. There's so many things beneath it that like contradict, like again, like with the wedding and marriage thing, like she like I think that is such a big thing for Tom and like she downplays it and like
you've fallen into the goddamn trap. He is an adult man. She has not changed her mind. There's been no trapping. Right. She has said this from the beginning. He is an adult ass man.
She could absolutely have that opinion. If you don't want to have kids, you don't get married. That's absolutely fine. That's totally fine for you. Sandoval would jump at the drop of a hat for marriage, kids, and everything, and she just puts up this front that he doesn't want it.
No, like he needs to break up with her and go live his life. How is that her responsibility?
I would have to agree with Ali. That's a bad take. Yeah, if he really wants that and he's upset that his partner is not willing to give that, then he should not be with her.
And I think that's the edit. I've been saying this. I think that's why they made Tom like pay for the stuff, like all of this to like feed into that because they're waiting for that to implode. And then she's out here freezing her eggs and saying, go make them embryos. And he hasn't done it. You know, like I don't think that he's staying with her if he wants kids. And it's like annoying to me. And I don't blame you. I like really went off on you about it. I don't blame you for thinking that, because that's what the show has portrayed. And it frustrates me because he's a grown ass man and he doesn't have to be with her. There was no, I want to get married. And then we watch her change her mind. Like that's like minute one. That's like the first thing you knew about Ariana. And even if she changed her mind, it'd be okay. But I'm just saying like, there's been no deception. Zero lies detected.
She just gives off just like this.
Like pick me energy.
Like this arrogance, this condescension, even like the way she like mocks people sometimes with like a weird face and voice. Like she just gives off this air of like, I'm better than you, that it just comes across very 0 out of 10 take.
So 0 out of 10 take.
Yeah, she was kind of annoying when she was like mocking Lala, like not really thing at the party.
Yeah.
Because like because she was on the wrong side of the argument. But I feel like more times than not, I'm on Ariana's side. I don't know. Maybe it's just like
Lala and Ariana have sexual tension. That's what
Then
was.
I saw this picture later.
Well, they already hooked up, no?
They have sexual tension.
I saw this picture later, like after their like argument at that party of them like kissing and making up, and they're just like kiss and make up. Like I don't know. Anyway,
how did you have that so readily available? That like chalkboard.
It's just where our notes were on.
Oh, that was like a phone thing. Oh, I thought you actually had.
That was like a phone thing. That giant iPad Allie had was like a phone thing.
Stop using this cool girl energy mockery, Haley.
Can't help it. Brian just like sucks it out of me. Wendy Jung asks, "Is there more than meets the eye with Raquel? The way she dropped Mistress into the convo, payback for all the years of torture from Lala. I think now there's more than meets the eye with Raquel. Where I feel like before." She didn't really know who she was and she needed like the push.
So you all really think she's going to be back on the show next year? Not with like fully.
Why wouldn't she be? Why? That's like when Stassi and Jax broke up. Let's get Jax out of the show, or let's get said. Yeah. There's no real drama between these people. Why would you forgo? If you're going to have Charlie, how could she be worse than Charlie this season? You know, like at the very least, all she does is walk to the bar and James gets set off. Like, there's no disadvantage to having her. And I think she's got huge upside.
The read I got was like, she's like, I need to just get out of this world. Like, I need to like get out of the LA lifestyle, like start being a person, do what I want to do in life.
Look at my storyline brewing. I'm going to be taking night classes while I'm working at Sur and avoiding my ex-fiance who's still in love with me. Oh, it writes
itself. I want to see that so bad. Oh, that sounds so good. Imagine, when they start bringing new boyfriends around, James is going to lose his mind. Oh, sign me up. I have my Amex. I'm throwing it on the table.
Good choice of card.
I'm deceased.
I'm rich. I am very rich, bitch, in the words of NeNe Leakes. With a $3 in my bank account.
Is there anyone else like they could drop into this world that would be, or do you think it's just this group, and then if anyone starts dating other people, basically?
We just need new blood. New working at the restaurant blood.
Yeah, give me Vanderpump Vegas spinoff. I want to see, like, remember that girl that kind of looked like Sheena?
Yeah.
Like Sheena in the metaverse.
I don't want to be sued for defamatory things. I feel like she went a little off the deep end with like a conspiracy theory or two.
Okay, so maybe we'll do the Tom Sheena look like girl.
Maybe Sheena. Let's just give me one.
What do you think Miami girl's doing nowadays? What do you think she is?
She probably has several friends who tweeted her, who like texted her, was like, they flashed to you again from like 2014, whatever that was.
Someone get her residuals right now. She deserves it for carrying the show for the past like 9 seasons.
God, that was iconic stuff.
Was about Ariana, right? That wasn't about Kristen.
Wait, well,
that was about Kristen.
Kristen flew, because Tom supposedly cheated on while with Ariana.
But it was It was about Ariana. Like the incident happened with Ariana.
That was unbelievable.
Lala should date Carrie Lubin.
Kristen was like a real life producer on the show. Nicole. It was unbelievable.
Sorry, went very off topic there.
No, that was for Plainview Sue specifically. Do we have any other questions? I'm downloading Facebook now. That's not helpful.
We do. Let me find it. Let me find more. Mostly Susie, people just being excited.
Susie Ann said, under what circumstances would you give your engagement ring back to your ex-fiance on a television reunion in front of your circle of friends? Are there any contexts that are less appropriate? So would you give the ring back? Like, what's the move there?
Okay. I don't want to throw Ethan under the bus. My ring wasn't like a crazy expensive ring, so I'm not giving it back. I also really like it, and it could be just worn on the other
I'm not giving it back. I feel like you would not give it back if it was a super expensive, like respite. Like, I don't know, keeping it.
I guess, but I don't know. I just mine's not like a diamond, so I could just easily wear it on the other hand. And like,
if you got divorced, you would wear the ring on the other hand. You'd keep the ring. That's an iconic
fucking right. I would. No, I like the ring.
He did well.
I think you understand. I have told my husband that if we break up, I refuse to divorce him because I need his health benefits. Like, I am not divorcing this man. I don't care.
Capitalism, baby.
Yeah, maybe I won't wear the wedding band anymore, but I love my.
I've just always seen from the movies, like, everyone, like, the girl, like, takes the ring off, throws it in the guy's face, or throws it in the car, or throws it, like, anything. I've never imagined, like, you just keep it. And then what, do you sell it?
I'm not selling it. I like it. It was picked for me.
I love that energy. I think it would really be circumstance dependent. How long, like, bachelor rules, how many years were you married or engaged? Yeah. Like, you got to be engaged, what, 2 years to keep your ring on the bachelor?
I don't think I'm returning it. I don't know if Ethan would ask for it back either. I also, listen, we got engaged in 2019. I got him an engagement present as well. I got him a nice necklace that he wanted as thank you for engaging me. I engage you back. I don't think he'd give that back to me.
Oh, 50-50 though. I like that. I think I'll get my man an engagement gift. If any single men are listening, I'll come with the best pre-engagement gift ever.
I love
advertising.
The best part, well, maybe it's the worst part about the ring getting given back, was that James said it was worth one Bitcoin. I'm like,
crypto. That was
bad. I thought that was actually a funny joke.
If it was a joke, hilarious. If it was serious, I'm upset.
He said that way too bitterly for that to be a joke.
I thought he was making a lot of jokes during the show that were like coming from a place of grief.
The comment of when he was like, oh, would Raquel leave me if I was ugly or whatever? He's like, well, she already did. So
right.
That was funny though.
I mean, yeah, I think the would I give the ring back in general is that it depends. Would I do it on the TV show? Again, Raquel didn't seem angry at him. So it seemed like, to your point, Brian, a strange move, because she wasn't like ripping it off. I can't have this on anymore. She was like, oh, did you, logistically, would it be better if I gave it to you now? Right. Like, that was kind of strange.
Yeah. And I also feel like she had to wear it for the beginning of the show, or else that would have caused more questions.
Right.
And like, would it have been weird to wear it the whole time if like, they said they were broken up, and then, you know, Andy.
Well, you'd wear the ring.
Wearing the ring.
You'd still wear it.
But on the other hand, call it a day. Bam, 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 bam.
Question from Elizabeth Berry, because I've downloaded Facebook. I've seen up to season 4. Why is Jackson on Celeb Big Brother? This is an interesting question, because I was thinking about this with the cast drop. Like, who from Vanderpump Rules, past, present, or future, would be good on Celebrity Big Brother?
Would be good.
You know, Laura Lee.
What a throwback.
Again, a professional actress.
She was in the movie with Jen Aniston. Don't
we're the Millers.
I'm diseased.
She was Boner Garage.
Oh my god.
So like, I think any of that would be fun on it, but like, based off who they cast on Celebrity Brother, I feel like they're all above that, kind of.
Are they?
It's all reality TV people. These are still reality TV people, Brian. They're not like,
I don't know. I mean, if you look on like Instagram, based off like Instagram followers, like, I would bet Stassi has more than anyone that's on the show.
Misha Tate has like 2 million. I checked that. I was like, whoa.
That's surprising.
It's probably, well, no, Stassi has like
Stassi 2.4. Yeah, Stassi is 2.4.
Yeah, she published a book after getting canceled. Like, I think she would not.
I think she came out with another book. That's crazy. Brittany is 1.6. Yeah, she has
like, clearly a fan base, so.
So I think it's almost unrealistic for any of them to be on.
I don't agree with that sentiment.
Tom
Schwartz on it. I would love to see what Tom Schwartz is like without any of his usual influences.
Oh my god, how is he gonna like not be able to drink for that long though?
He wouldn't be able to.
Oh my god, he would combust.
He would.
I mean, same though. I'm not a hater.
Are you, Kayla Hussey asks, are you guys team Brock, Sheena, or not? Sorry, that was a Brock slash Sheena. I did that weird with the inflection. I can't decide if I like them or can't stand them. I can't stand Brock.
I want them to be happy, though. This makes Sheena happy, blah, blah, blah. Like, here's my question I was thinking about when you're like, I don't like Ariana, and I don't like Tom Sandoval, and I don't like Brock. Is there any of the three couples, the main couples, that you would cut from the show, or no? Are we done with any of them?
Not yet.
I just don't think you can. Like, with the how the Toms are so intertwined. I mean, that kind of also what makes this season so weird is, like, the fact that, like, with Jack, Stassi, and all of them, like, they're all still, like, in these people's lives, but then not in the show. So it makes it weird for, like, big events that they're not there. So if you cut anyone more out, then it's even, like, more fabricated, because then you have to, like, creating these events where these people wouldn't go to, but obviously would be at. So I don't think you could really cut any of these people out.
I'm like, if I want Brock and Sheena to be happy, because that would make Sheena happy. But as a result, I might be ready for Sheena and Brock to be off the show.
Yeah, give them the spinoff on Peacock.
No,
like, treat it as like a reward for them. No one watches it, but then they're off the show.
Hey, they have a vlog. I mean, if the people really want to know.
If I'm being honest, I watch the Machina's vlogs.
Are they the shenanigans?
Like, whatever. You see her sometime on the show, like, holding her, like, big fat vlog camera. It's pretty awkward.
Yeah, I do think it's the right move for Sheena to get into vlogging so that she can control her own narrative.
Well, that's like what Stassi and Bo do now. They have like a patron podcast about their baby.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing I'd love more than to pay Bo, I don't even know his last name,
Clark,
to hear his opinions. Truly a dream come true.
I think, what do you think of, like, I mean, they all do it. Everyone's like kids having like Instagram accounts with like hundreds of thousands of followers. This is one of my big theories in the next 10 years, that there's going to be a big reckoning with that. That
of course.
People,
what,
like,
do you mean?
Well, like kids, that when they grow up and like become people, they're gonna be like, what the hell? Why have I been on the internet for like,
yeah, I've seen a few lawsuits of like kids emancipating their like vlogger parents because they don't want to be used in the content anymore.
Yeah. Like, that's one of my big theories of this decade. Some celebrity kid is gonna be like, this is like and sue their parents because like they're all over the internet and they can't like scrub it.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily like, everybody needs to like never show their kids' face, but I think there should be limits of what you post about your children.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I don't think that Hartford has her own Instagram that is like tagged and for the public.
That's for the best.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah,
I mean, they have the good, the bad. Well, I won't plug it. Maybe like their podcast one is like maybe, but it doesn't use her name as the handle.
Yeah, I also don't think Ocean has an Instagram account, which I appreciate.
Oh, I thought that would be like the most obvious.
Are we surprised that Randall, we haven't heard from Randall? I mean, he's a genius. Like, he should just not say anything because, like, there's nothing he's going to say that's going to help.
I was wrong. Give them Lala Baby.
But she has a brand.
It's the brand. It's not the baby's account. Actually, there's some cute stuff on here.
Yeah, Randall's got to just, you know,
to take the owl and
go disappear. Back to what he was doing before this and just stay out of the public.
Swindling other people or 50 cents money.
Please, Fofty.
Never not funny, by the way.
That was another thing with Ariana, like, mocking pickleball. Like, I don't know. People like pickleball.
Do they?
I loved that they got their revenge on pickleball. They all pretended like Randall was cool and fun, and now they could be like, we fucking hated that guy.
Like, only because
I actually didn't hate Randall, if I'm being honest. I mean, I hate what he's done, but, like, I actually found it very entertaining when he was on the show.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, nope.
I agree. And then there was a question, and now I have to find it. I saw it and I lost it. Oh, Stephanie Haber said, just curious on your feelings about the season overall. Losing Stassi, Bo, Jax, and Brittany left a huge hole for me. Maybe this is a can of worms, but I don't know if I really miss them that much. And like, I get it, like, but I just feel like over the last two seasons or like that they were on, like, I wasn't getting the peak Stassi, Jax, Kristen that I had gotten in the earlier season. So like, I didn't really miss their presence that much.
Aside from behavior, right? If they were going to get booted for just what they bring to the show or like fired for that, Kristen, to me, her exit was a long time coming. I don't think she added anything the last season she was on. I think Stassi changed her whole life with Bo, and so maybe that was interesting. Jax, I really liked Brittany. But overall, no, I think this season was rebuilding. I don't think they properly accounted for the absence of three major storylines in those couples and Kristen, but I do think there's potential next season. I didn't actively miss them. I was just sort of like, is there enough here?
I miss Stassi for sure. I just find her super entertaining. But in general, what I miss, which I feel like I thought so, is just it makes this world feel less organic than what it is with them just not being at, like, I guess maybe they wouldn't be at James's wedding, but I don't know, like an engagement thing or something like that or holiday party. It just makes it feel more created and forced that they're not there. And they're creating events for them not to be there. That's, like, to me, the biggest
Jax
thing.
Is an idiot, because to me, Brittany and Jax, they weren't fired for racism, right? They, like, parted ways with the show because Jax was an asshole. Is that
I think right? Jax was let go, and then Brittany chose to, like, wouldn't do the show without him. I think that's how it went down.
But he was let go but not because of, like, cancellation, right?
It was that's like kind of how everyone. I felt.
Yeah.
Like, Jax is a moron for continuing this. Well, I don't know if he's a moron or a genius, because it's like, if he didn't just, like, hate and feud with Sandoval, in theory, he could be at these. He could, like, work his way, like, Luann went back to being a friend of and then became a main housewife. Like, you could, in theory, like, oscillate back and forth, but maybe hating him makes him more likely to get back on the show. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm kind of glad we didn't have a whole season of, like, Jax and Tom fighting again.
That well, I'm glad he's so not icky. There, but just from his, if I'm like his agent, let's say, like, yeah. I'm like, make up with him or keep feuding, not sure.
I mean, what else is Jax doing right now? I mean, I'm not really curious to know.
Not paying his taxes, so.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think he has like $1 million in tax liens against him.
Oh, shit. Oh,
we got another situation coming at you.
Literally.
Oh, Jason Couchy.
I think Katie might have one too. If Reddit's to be believed. God, I love Vanderpump Rules Reddit.
Yeah, PPP loan drama too, right?
Yeah.
All right. On that happy note, I feel like I'm a guest on this panel, but am I allowed to close the show?
Of course you can.
I can't go into these people who their tax situation.
Land the plane, Allie.
I mean, that's it. He plugs? What are you doing?
Well, you gotta control the plugs. You're closing out the show.
I was just suggesting that I was like flickering the lights, but
I thought you were looking at playing
the. She started playing the award music on us.
Brian, where can people find you on the internet?
Basically nowhere now since the challenge isn't on. So that's why I keep coming up with ideas to do podcasts about, so I have a reason to talk to a mic. Otherwise, when the challenge All Stars 3 comes back, that's where I'll be.
No Twitter account or no.
Oh well, yeah, I guess so.
Brian, your Twitter has been so prolific. My friend quoted your tweet to me today in context of the weather. Like, it was like, she was like, Brian had a great tweet today about like
on fire.
And I was dying.
New York City projected for between 2 and 20 inches of snow.
Your Celebrity Big Brother tweets, you know, check him out. Cohen Brian_ It's Cohen Brian underscore. You really raised the bar lately.
Cohen with a C, Brian with an I.
Allie.
My plug is just plugging Brian's Twitter. You can follow me at Lash Tweets, and you can check out me and Akiva Winokur talking about New Girl on New Girl Old Guy, anchor.fm/New Girl Old Guy. And Brian, I don't want to hear complaints when the challenge comes back and you haven't enjoyed your break and your time off because you've been making all of these side ones.
I got to come up with a show for us to discuss next week. Let's see what we determine.
Nicole?
Oh, first, thank you guys again for having me. This was very life-affirming. I feel like I manifested being able to talk about one of my favorite shows. You can find me basically anywhere you can follow people, Twitter, Instagram, Behind the Secret. Just don't follow me to my house. And I'm doing... I'm currently on Silent Podcast talking about Project Runway every week. So if you are interested in some more drama on Bravo, check me out over there.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. If you like the dulcet sounds of my voice, well, you can catch me every week for the next 45 years talking about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor Music Lovers, Bachelor Old People, or any of the other spin downs. If you want to see what I'm reading, you can check out my Bookstagram account at The Strong Library. Haven't posted in over a month. Haven't read a book in over a month. And that's just the way she goes sometimes. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Rob, for letting us do this. You shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did. And thanks for Scott, who's inevitably going to edit. No, he's not, because he's not going to listen to this because he realizes that we're better left to our own devices. And thanks to everyone who listened. Love you. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.